You hold the Mishnayis Masechta Zvochim. We're up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Mishnah says, Dam Tamimim B'dam Balimumim. Let's say the dam of a korban that's a tam, a regular korban, got mixed up with blood from a korban that's a balmum, that's possum. Locher is Yishofech Liyama. You have to spill this blood into the yama, the flow of water that goes through the Azara. And even according to Rabbi Lezer, he's moider over here. Because the Pasuk says, kol asher boy mum, loisak rivu. Anything that comes from a baal mum, you can't be makriv. So therefore, this dam, you cannot be makriv. What's going to be kois b'koisos? Let's say one dam of blood from a baal mum got mixed up with dam from other korbanos, which were tamimim. So the cups got mixed up with koisos. Sure, Rabbi Lezer says like this, Rabbi Lezer Oymar, Korov Kois Echod, if by mistake, let's say, they used one Kois, they made a Zerika Sadam from one Kois, so then, but the Evit, since they did it already, now Yikru Bukola Koisis, now you have a right to use all the rest of the Koisis to make this Zerika Lechet Chila. Again, because really, Midi Rice, it's bottle, Chad Betray. It's only Midi Rabbon that it's not bottle. And therefore here, that one was ready brought, we have a right to say with Rabbon and Mistoma, that was the one from the Balmum, and therefore the rest of them are from the Tamimim. So you'll have to be Makri, we could use the rest of them to make a Zerika Sadam with them. However, the Chacham Moim and the Chacham say no, that our Filo Korva Kulam, even if he already brought all of them, Chutz Miyechud Men, excluding one of them, the Din is Yishofech Liyama, you have to spill the blood, Liyama. Meaning you cannot use this dam, but rather you have to spill it into the water, let it just flow away. Mishnah Tes. Hanitonim lamato shenis arbu binitonim lamala. Let's say dam from a korban oilo got mixed up with dam from a korban chatis. That one is supposed to be lamala, the chatis is supposed to be lamala, and from the korban oilo it's supposed to be on the bottom half of the mizbeach, on the bottom half of the chutasikra. So what do we do with these two dam now? Dam that got mixed up. So Rabbi Eliezer oimer yitain lamala. You like to make this rikas adam lamala first. For roya ni esatachtoinim lamala kilu hein mayim. Even though the mice you're putting some dam of the oilo on top, and that's also to do it. So there we say you're not doing it l'shem mizrika. You're only doing it l'shem putting water on the mizbeach, not l'shem in avoida. So first you make a zrika lamala, and you have in mind that should only be from the dam of the chatas. And then v'yachsav itin lamata. Then you let him make a second zrika on the bottom here for the chutasikra. And in that you have in mind it should be for the korban oilo. However, the Chomer say no, Yishav Chuliyama, all this dam, you cannot use, it's possible to be used, because you do not know where to put it, therefore you have to spill it into the water. Now, V'yimla Nimlach V'nosan, let's say B'dievet, the Kanim did not ask any questions, they just went, they made this Rikas Adam, so B'dievet, the Maisa is kosher. If you put it L'maisa on top first, then it's kosher means V'yasavit in L'mato, then you have a right to put it on the bottom. Because here it's much better, because once you already put lamalo, even the dam is supposed to be lamalo, the shiraim of it is supposed to go lamata. Therefore, monashach, you've made a vizrika lamalo. So the dam is supposed to go lamalo, you're already yotza. And the leftover dam from the lamalo is supposed to go the shiraim of it on the lamata. So now, lechatchil, you let him make the second zrika lamata, because the monashach, the dam, oilo, lechatchil, is supposed to put lamata. And the dam of the chatis, it's already shirayim, and therefore here, everybody holds it, but the evidence, if you put once on top, now you can put on the bottom. Now, Mishnah Yud. Hanitonim matona achas, shenis orvu, banitonim b'matona achas. Let's say from the korbanos, the dam of a bechor, let's say, got mixed up with the dam of a maaseh behemo. They both have the same type of a zrika, they only need one matona, one zrika on the mizbeach. So, pshiti yinostim b'matona achas. All you have to do is just make one zrika. What's going to be matan arba b'matan arba? Let's say like the dam of a korban oilo got mixed up with the dam of a shlomim. They both have the same halacha. They both are matan arba, which means shtei matan shein arba. So both dam got mixed up. The halacha is poshid. You know, to be matan arba, make the zrika shteim shem arba. You could do it this way. What's going to be matan arba b'matan achas? Let's say a korban that zrika is supposed to be shnayim shem arba got mixed up with the behema that its korban is supposed to be only one zrika. Let's say a dama b'chor got mixed up with the dama of an oilo. So now Rebbe Lezer says yinosna b'matan arba. Yes, you're allowed to make two zrika shnayim shem arba b'yotza d'oilo. I for the b'chor you're doing more than you're supposed to. So what? We'll soon see. Rabbi Yeshua Imano, Yenos b'maton achas, you should only make one zrika now, to be yotza the zrika of the bechor, and the zrika of the oil also, but the yevah yotza with one zrika, but not to be over about taisav, not to do more than you're supposed to. So this is the machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. So Mishnah says, oh, Malar Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, Vare you over about tigra. According to your sheet, don't need to make one zrik, you over about tigra. Yeah, the dam of oil, it's supposed to be shtayim shem arba, you're only making one zrika, you're over about tigra, too little. Omalar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said back, no, the opposite. Vare you over about taisav, according to you, that you're making two zrika, shtayim shem arba, you're doing more than you're supposed to on the dam of a bechor. Adam of Bechor is only one zrik, and you're doing shtayim shem arba. So Omar Lo Reb Lezer, bless us like this. Loi nema about toisev el kashu b'yatzmai, no. When is there a law about toisev not to do more? That's by the dam of the Bechor by itself. But here that the dam of the Bechor got mixed up with the dam of Oilo, pshit v'yilad to do shtayim shem arba. Omar Lo Reb Yeshua, Shab Yeshua says back, the same thing, I'll tell you, Loi nema by Tigra, only says law about Tigra, only when you have the Dama Oila by itself, and therefore if you only make one Zrik, you're over about Tigra. But over here where God mixed up with the Dama Oila, there's nothing wrong with making Shtayim Shem Arba. V'yoid, further Rabbi Yeshua says, V'yoid Omer Rabbi Yeshua, it's like this, Keshen Asata, when you do the Zrik is Ovat or Abal Toysef. But V'yosisa Maisi B'decha, if you're going to make too many Zrik is, then you're over a Lav V'yadayim. But rather, kishloinasat, if you do like I say, just do one zrik, you do less than you're supposed to. True, ovato about tigra, behechruchi being over about tigra, but still you gain on the deal that v'loyosisa maisa v'yadecha. You did not do a maisa v'yadecha. Therefore, you rather did not do a maisa, again, like a sheviatasa, so only make one zrik what you have to, and the rest you should not do. Since the dam of oila, God mixes up with dam of bechor, the dam of bechor, the din is only one zrika. Therefore, that should be Yeshua Shit, you want to make one Zrika. Now, Mishnah Yud Aleph. What's going to be Hanitonim Befnim Shinesavra Im Nitanitonim Bachutz? Let's say the Dam of Echatas HaPnim got mixed up with the Dam HaChitzoin. So one Dam is supposed to be on the Mizbech HaPnim, and one Dam is supposed to be on the Mizbech HaChitzoin. So Lachar is Yeshov Chulam. In such a case, you have to throw this Dam out, like throw it into the water, through the flow of the flow of water that goes through the Azorah, because you cannot make this Rikah L'chadchila, because it's also L'shanish, you can't put the Dam HaPnim and the Dam HaChitzon, and you can't put the Dam HaChitzon on the Pnim. So there's no way to rather Yishofach, you have to just throw this Dam out. Yishofchu L'ama, that's the flow of water that goes through the Azorah. What's going to be though with the Yevet Nosam Bachutz? First you made this Rikah on Mizbech HaChitzon, the outside one, and then because of Nosam Pnim, then B'diyevah, the current did not ask any questions. They just went and made a Zrika Pnim. So B'diyevah kosher, both Karbonas are kosher. What's going to be B'Pnim? First, let's say, put the Dam in the Pnim, and then because of Nosam Achutz, then he made a Zrika Bachutz. See, the little problem is that first you brought the Dam inside, and there's a Psul, if you bring Dam Achitzin inside to the Pnim, it becomes possible. See that first you brought the dam on the pnim, and then you take the dam out and make the dam on the chitzah, and here it's a machlokes. Rabbi Akiva poisel. Rabbi Akiva passes the korban achitzah, because he says as soon as you brought the dam inside to the pnim, the dam became possible not to take outside, to use outside. So therefore, for the korban achitzah, that dam is possible. However, no, the chom machshirim, but the other chom say no, it's kosher, since it got mixed up together. And when you brought the dam inside, you did it for a purpose to make this rika of the dam apnim inside. Therefore, on that dam hachitzna was brought inside, it's not possible. So, but the ever the chom say machshirin. So, Mishnah explains, Shoyi Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva used to say, Kol ha-domim shenichnasu lechap of heichol. All the dam that come inside, the heichol, any dam that comes inside, is psulim. A dam that's not supposed to be brought lepnim and is brought inside, the dam becomes possible. Therefore, if you take it later outside on the Mizrach Chitzon, it's possible already. However, say no, Chates Tovad, it's only a psul on a dam of a Chates. And also, only if you bring it inside the Chaper. But over here, we did not bring that dam inside the Chaper. When you brought it inside, you only had Kabbonah to make a Zerika with the dam of the Pnim to be Yotzer its din. Therefore, the Chom say it's not possible over here. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Af Oshem, even the dam of an Oshem also has loch like a dam of Chates. But if it's brought inside the pnim, it becomes posel. Shneim the posek says kachatis choshem, that an oshem at the same halacha like a chatis. So therefore, the dam of an oshem also was brought inside to the pnim inside the kodesh kodashim. That dam becomes posel to use again outside. Mishnah Yudbeis. Let's say the Kohen made the Kabbalah Adam from a Korban Chatis in two cups. Instead of putting it into one curse, put it into two. Now, Nichnas Echon Mem Lefinim, let's say he took one curse and brought that Dam inside Lefinim, so that Dam becomes possible. So, question now, what about the other curse that's still outside? So, Rabbi Yosef Lili Mach Shebechitzin, he owes the curse that's outside. That's no kosher. You could use it. You can make this Rikas Adam with that Dam. Since that dam was not brought inside of the pnim, it's still kosher. The chachomim poison, the chachomim say no. Mashmaleo litzapsul, that once any little bit of the dam comes inside the kodesh kadoshim, that makes the psul in the dam and the korban. Therefore, the chachomim holds the psul in the korban now. Since the chelik of the dam was nichnas lefnim, therefore all the dam becomes possible. Omer Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Ma im b'mokim shemach shavu b'selos b'chutz. Madach, when you have a machshava, that passes bachutz, mean to say you could have machshavis or chutzlim koimai. You have a machshava to make the zrika outside the azoro, so that passes the korban. Still, lo yoses hamishuya kiyotzei, it is not made to left over like it itself, meaning if you take some of the dam outside the azoro, the rest of the dam that did not go out does not become possible. If so, the pnim inside, mokum shayna machshav vaselos pnim. You have a machshav to make a zrikas in pnim. It does not pass on the korban. Because that's not called a mokum hamashulish. That's not a mokum that's royal achila, a mokum lazrika. So therefore, if you have a machshav to make the zrika, to make that tor in the pnim, it does not make a psul in the korban. If so, ain't it then, isn't it a svar to say, shleinas es hamishoye kanichnas? It should not make the leftover dam that was not brought inside as if it's brought inside. Sach the Chum say it's posel. Still, the Chum holds it's posel, it's a psula guf. But that's what you see, sir, that should be kosher what's outside. Nichnas lechaper, let's say you brought the dam inside to be to mechaper, afo pish lekip a posel. As long as you brought the dam achatis inside to the heichol, and you had in mind to be mechaper to make a zrika, see, even though you didn't make the zrika, still the dam becomes possible right away. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon says, Achi chapeh, no, when does the dam achitza become possible in the heichol? Only if you make a zrika there. Only when you make a kapara there. Rabbi Yudah says, Im hichna shoigeg, if you brought the dam achitza inside to the heichol by mistake, b'shoigeg, is kosher. The dam is kosher. Even though you made a zrika there, but still was done b'shoigeg, is kosher. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol hadamim habsulim, all the damim that posul. And if the korban became posul, the dam is posul. So shenito agavim mizbech. If they made his zrika b'di'evi with that dam, lahirtsa hatzitz. The tzitz is not marat. The tzitz does not make the korban kosher. Elo ala tamei. Only if the only psul on the dam was the dam became tamei, then we said the tzitz, the kohen gadol wears his begid." Is Maratza that b'di'evid the zrika is called a good zrika, because that's the klaus shat sits Maratza la tomei, but v'yena Maratza la yotzei. The sits is only Maratza on the psul of tumma that happened to the dam to the korbin, but not on the psul of yotzei. The dam went outside the azara, it's a psul yotzei in the dam. Then you bring it back and make a zrika, even with the b'di'evid the korbin is possible. The sits is not Maratza on yotzei, only on the psul of tumma. That the perek chi, Mishnah Aleph, hamizbeach mekadesh es aroyeloi. The mizbeach is mekadesh things that go on top of it, even though it's not supposed to be there lechatchila. But b'di'evid the klal is im olu. Once it's on the mizbeach, lo yerd, you don't have to take it down. We have Yeshua. Yeshua says, kol aroyel ishim. Anything that's fit to be put on the mizbeach to be burnt on the mizbeach, im olu lo yerd. That's the klal. Once it goes up on the mizbeach, then it's not taken down. But only something that's supposed to be burnt. Something that's not supposed to be burnt, and even though it's olu, the din is yerdu. Shneimer Posik says, "Hiya oilo al moita ala mizbeach." This is the oilo al moita on the fire ala mizbeach. So the klal is ma oilo, just like a korban oilo. She really shem supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Im also leserid, that's the gzeras kasevia. Even if the korban became posel, but a psul in the migdash, but the Eved, once the dam or once the meat, the emurim is on the mizbech, it's like terid. Is af kol davar shirol ishim, any type of a korban, if there's a psul, but that thing was supposed to be burnt on the mizbech, it was roil ishim, that's called roy to be burnt on the mizbech, that's the klal of the model layerit. Once it goes off the dinish, you don't have to bring it down anymore. You have a right to leave it there and to burn it there. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Kol haroyi la mizbeach. Anything that fits for the mizbeach, even though it's not burnt on the mizbeach. Let's say dam on the sochim dam. It's not burnt. It's just put there. Or dam the yayin. It's not burnt on the mizbeach. It's just put on the mizbeach." So Gamliel holds that im olo lo yerid is also din. Once it's up there, even though it became posel, you don't have to take it down. Shnevar the pasuk says, "Hi oilo al moit al mizbeach." This is the oilo on the mizbeach. So he dashins ma oilo just like a korban oilo. She ruil la mizbeach. It's fit to be on the mizbeach. Therefore, the klal is im also leserit. Once it goes up, you don't take it down. So I tell you, af kol davar anything she ruil la mizbeach. It's fit to be on the mizbeach. The klal is im olo leyerid. Once it goes up, you do not take it down. And the Mishnah explains, ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel the divrei Rabbi Yeshua. What's the difference between a davar oilo or a davar that's ishem that's burnt? The difference is between dam and the sochim. The dam is olu, it goes on the mizbeach, but it's not burnt, and the same thing in the sochim, the yayin. So in these two cases, Sheh Rabbi Gamliel, Lamer Gamliel holds, since it goes up, you do not take it down. Yeah, Bishur says no, Yerdu, yes, we take it down. Bishimon says, Hazevach kosher, v'yanesochim sulim. In the case, let's say, where the korban itself is kosher, just in a sochem, the mincha that's come, or the yarn that's supposed to come with the korban, that became posel. Or else, ha nesochem kosher, in the case where the yarn and the mincha is kosher, just via zevach posel, the korban was posel. And afilu zevach zepsum, even if both are posel, the korban and the nesochem. And Shimon holds the klal is, ha zevach lo yerid, on the korban there's a klal of a molo lo yerdu, whereas ha nesochem yerdu, on the nesochem, that's the klal, it's yerdu, there's no kedusha, the nesochem is yerdu. Since they don't come by itself, they only come because of the korban, therefore he holds, there's no din of mizbech and the kaddish, the din is yerdu, you have to take it down. Mishnah Beis, v'yelu, these are the psulim, v'etim olu, if it goes up on the mizbech, that's the klal of le'yerdu, you do not have to take it down. And now we're explaining the psulim, that halan, let's say the meat was left overnight, or else v'yatomeh, the meat became tomeh, the emur became tomeh, the murim was yoytze, went outside the azoro. The hanishchat chus lazmanu chusam koymoi. The shafter davoides a korban. He had a moin machshavas pigul machshavas chusam koymoi chus lazmanoi. The idiot thought to burn it the wrong place, the wrong time. The korban becomes posel, and all these im olu is la yerdu. Fishakib lepsulim. Let's say koyim posel made a kabola sadam. The zork was domer. The psulim made his rika sadam. So b'diyevet im olu din is la yerdu. Reb Yudah says, Shanishkoto balaylo, shanishpach es domo, v'sheyotza domo chutz lekloyim, im also teret. If you don't, in these three psulim, you made a shchita balaylo, it's not fit to make a shchita on kosher balaylo. Or else where the dam was nishpach on the floor, or else the dam went out, chutz lekloyim is a psul yoytza on the dam, in these three cases, he holds im also teret, then even if it goes up on the mizbeach, you have to take it down. And it's also to be makrovit. And Yehuda dashed as a posik, Zayas Terasoli, a light law, he means Mamayat these three things. Rabbi Shimon says, Light Terid, no, and even these three psulim, if it goes on the Mizbech, leave it there, you don't have to take it down. Sure, Rabbi Shimon used to say, Kol Shep Psulim HaKodesh, if the psul was first chal after we came into the base of Migdash, then the klal is HaKodesh Mekabloi. Mizbech is Mekadesh, but the Abed will leave it there. But Loihoye Psulim HaKodesh, let's say it was about Mum. That was there before it even came into the base of Mikdash, then the klal is, Ein HaKodesh Mekabloi. Then the Mizbech is not Mekadeshit, then the din is, it's Paka Yerit. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Gimel, Elo Lehoyi Psulim HaKodesh. These are the Psulim that happened before it came into the base of Mikdash, that the din is Paka, it's Terit. That is, Haroiva, you have a behemoth that lived with an Adam, HaBehemah Shereveil Ish, or else Nirva was lived with a man. Hareva means the shore was Revei and Isha. Vanirva means that Ish went into a behemoth. or else v'hamuksa, you set aside this animal to worship it, v'yanevod, if they really worship the Baim in front of Avodah Zarah, v'esnan, if this animal was given for a present to a zoyna, v'yamechir, while you sold the kelev for this animal, all these things are psum to bring for a korban, v'aklayim, or the hema that's made from klayim, koin as noled, from a taish and a rochel, different medium gave birth, or else via treifa, behemoth that's a treifa, via yoitze doifin, a behemoth that came out through the side, not of normal birth, ubali mumit, or you have a behemoth that has a bal mum. All these are psulum fakrova, and therefore it's called a psul, lefnei hegdish, therefore din is a molo, it's teirit. We have Yekiva, Machshe, bal mum, Yekiva says, no, it's kosher, bal mum. Im olo, will be loy teirit. And the Gemara comes out, there's only Dafka talking about Beduk and Shemayin, a split in the eye. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanam Oimer, he used to say, Doichoye Abo is Bali Mum Megavim Mezbech. He said, no, his father used to push off. That he argues on the Kivan, says, no, about Mum, the din is a Molu, Saka Terit, you have to take it away. It's called the Psul of Nei HaKadish, and therefore it's Terit. Mishnah Dalit, Kishem Shemolu Lo Yerdu, just like the locker is. When it goes up on the Mizbeach, the first psulim, it's lo yev, you have to take it down. Kachim yordo lo yala, but you know, once you bring it down, then you can't bring it up again. It's only by the yev, when it's up there, leave it there. But if it comes down, you can't bring it back up again. So who know them, she'olu chayim l'rosh mazeche, went up on top of the Mizbeach alive? Yerdo, then you take it down. But if it went up when the animal's still alive, then there's no din Mizbeach as Mekadeshit. So if they psulim, you have to bring it down. Let's say korban oila. They went up to the top of the mizbech when it was alive. His teret, you have to bring it down. What's going to be shachato b'roshim mizbech? Let's say b'dievid, they made the shchit on top of the mizbech. Yavshit v'yeniteach b'mkoyma. Then you have a right to like skin it and slice it there on the mizbech and make that korava there. Then you don't have to take it down anymore. Mishnah hey. V'yelu, these are the things. Im olu yerdu, even if they go up to the mizbeach, still the din is the mizbeach is not mekadosh them, and therefore yerdu, you have to take them down. The sar kodesh kedoshim, the boso of kodesh kedoshim, it means that's the boso of achatos or noshom, that the boso, the meat does not belong there. The meat is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, and not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. We also besar kodeshim kalim, the same thing, the meat of the korban kodeshim kalim of shlomim. Or Moiser Oimer, the leftover of the Korban Oimer, also which is not burnt, which is supposed to be eaten. So it was on the Mizbech, we bring it down. Rather, it should be Nifta and Nechal Ucholodom. Ushte Halechem, Vlechem Aponim, also these things are Nechal by the Kahanim, they're not supposed to be on the Mizbech. Ushiyori Menoches, after you made a Kmitza and a Mincha, the Shiran, the leftover that's eaten by the Kahanim, also Din is Yerdum, Fiyakaturis. The Keteris, if it goes up, he's supposed to bring it down. If it's brought up on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, he's supposed to take it down because it's not fit for the Mizbech HaChitzoin, only for the Mizbech HaZov and Mizbech in the Hechel. HaTzemer Shebrosh Shekvosim, the tzemer, the wool, that's on the hair, on the head of a kevis, of a limb. Let's say of a korban oilu, that the whole thing's supposed to be burnt. So let's say you have the tzemer, you have the wool on the head of a limb. Or else we have seyo the hair shebiskan tiyoshim, that's in the beard of a tayish. Or else let's say the bohatsomos bones of the animal, vagidim the veins varkanayim the horns, viatlofayim the hooves. So it depends. Bisman shein mechuborim bisman, all these things are still attached to the animal, to the korban. Then yalo, then after korban oil, you're supposed to burn the whole thing. Shneimah the pasuk says vehikter hakoynes hakoyl hamizbecha. Everything should be burnt on this Beach. What's going to be the perish? Let's see these things come off the animal. Then lo yalo. Then you do not bring it up to burn it. Shem the pasuk says, "V'yosisayla secha abosav yadam." You should do what should you really burn? Only the boser and the dam, and not all these other things. Once they're detached from the korban, they're not burnt. And therefore, to be a din of imolu, avad the din would be yerdo. Now Mishnah Vov, v'chulon shepoku nagabi hamizbeach. All these things, all the psulim, that came off the Mizbeach, that was once up on the Mizbeach, now shepoku means like I got thrown out from the fire, and came off the Mizbeach, so locher is lo yachzer, you do not have to return it back on the Mizbeach. because it was ready like burnt. V'chein gachelish shepokim agabi mizbeach, the same thing of a coal came off from the mizbeach. You do not have to put it back on top of the mizbeach. What about a vorim shepokim agabi hamizbeach? Let's say pieces of fat, piece of the emurim that came off the mizbeach. So they came off before chatzoyis halayla. So it depends. So Mishnah says koydim la chatzoyis. If it came off before chatzoyis halayla, yachzir. Then loch is supposed to put it back on the mizbeach. You not makan the mitzvah b'aktara of burning the emurim. But umoylem bem who adin is still nesem milah on these things. But the yachzir chatzoyis, if it came off after chatzoyis halayla, then lo yachzir. Then you do not have to return on the mizbeach. And the wadin v'ein moylem bem, there's no issa mila on these things. You already mekayim the mitzvah of hakrovom, there's no issa mila. The Mishnah Zayin, kishem sham mizbeach mekadesh es royuloi, just like the mizbeach itself is frat on top of the mizbeach. If the psulim go there, it's mekudesh, you don't have to take it down. Is kach hakeves, the same thing, the plank walking up to the mizbeach is also mekadesh. As long as these things reach the plank, you don't have to take it down. And kishem sham mizbeach v'yakevesh mekadshin es royalim, it's mekadesh what's fit for them. Kach hakelim mekadshin, the same thing Allah applies to the kelim. The kelim is also mekadesh. As a kli shoris is mekadesh, whatever is fit to go into the kli shoris, as soon as it gets inside the kli shoris is mekadesh it. Klei halach, kelim we use to measure off liquid, is mekadshin es halach, it's mekadesh halach, like the Revi Yesahin or the chat that we use to measure off either the shemen or the yayin, so it's mekadeshit. Romidus hayovis mekadeshes as the yovish. Or then the cups you use to measure off the flour, the sarin or the chati sarin, it's mekadesh the flour, the yovish, when it goes into the kli. But ein kli halach mekadeshin as the yovish. But a kli halach that's fit to be used to measure off liquid, if you put something solid flour in it, it's not mekadeshit, it's not called roh for this kli halach. And the same thing, v'loimidus hayovesh mekadesh es halach. Amidus hayovesh is not mekadesh, if liquid goes inside it. It's only mekadesh, what's roi, what's supposed to go inside that kli. Klei hakodesh shenikbu. So if you have a kli shara shenikbu, that the kli has a hole in it. So imoisim heim mein malachton, if the kli could still be used for the same purpose it was used before, shoyoisim vein shlemim. Mekadshin, then it's still mekadesh. Let's say it was used to measure, and it could still be used to measuring things, even though it has a hole left towards the top of it, so it still has its kedusha. V'yimlav, let's say the hole was on the bottom, that it cannot be used anymore, then ain't mekadshim, then this kli is not mekadesh anymore, what goes inside it. But v'chula nein mekadshim elav kodesh. That's what we say, lochav a kli shoris, it's mekadesh, that's only if it's inside the base of Migdash. But if it goes outside the Azara, then the Kli Shoris is not Mekadesh. Yeah, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Aleph, Kol HaTodah Mechaveroi, something that happens more often than the other one, is Koidim Mechaveroi, that's a Svar, you should do this one first. And therefore, HaTumidim Koidim Lumasafim, let's say on Shabbos that you have to bring a Korban HaTomid and a Korban Musaf, since the Korban HaTomid comes more often, comes every single day, twice a day, therefore we bring the Tomid before the Musafim. And Musvei Shabbos Koidmin LeMusvei Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, you bring the Musaf of Shabbos first because that becomes more often Shabbos than Rosh Chodesh. And Musvei Rosh Chodesh Koidmin LeMusvei Rosh Hashanah. Like every Rosh Hashanah, there's also the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh that comes first because we have Rosh Chodesh more often than Rosh Hashanah. Shenem the Pasuk says, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Arshel Oilas HaTomid Tasu Aseilo. Mashma, these things come first. From me first comes the Korban HaTomid before these other Korbanos. So you see, what's Todya, the Korban HaTomid, that comes first. Mishnah Beis. V'chol HaMakudish Mechaveroi, anything that has more Kedusha than the other one is also a Svara Koydim Eschavero, that should come first. And therefore, Dam Chatis Koydim Lo Dam Oilo. If you have two Korbanos that you made the Shchitur in Kabbalah Sadam, and you have now the dam of a chattis and a dam of an oil in front of you, so the kohen should first make this rik on the dam of chattis, that's more mekudish than the dam of the yoilo. Mifnei shumaratza, because the dam of a chattis comes for ritza, for kapora of the chet, so that's more kudish, therefore that should come first. Eivori oilo koidmin lemure chattis, whoever to burn the pieces of meat of a korban oilo, that comes first, then the fats of a korban chattis. Because by carbon oila, the whole thing is burnt. That has more kedusha as far as the burning goes. Therefore, we burn the meat of a carbon oila before we burn the fast day and mum of a carbon chatis. However, chatis kedemet liyoshem. But a carbon chatis, that comes first, we bring it before a carbon osham. Because a carbon chat, even though both of them are coming for a kapara, for a ritzuim, but a chatis has more kedusha to it, because the nitzas rika, no dalit, all four corners. And on the yisoid also, mashenk and a carbon osham does not need as rika, no all four corners. It's only shtayim, shem arba, but not really on all four. And now a carbon chatis has the shirayim of it, goes to the yisoid. Now, osham koidim latoida, carbon osham comes before carbon toida, because this is a Kodesh Kadoshim, that's a Kodeshim Kalim. Hu Adin Uliel Nozir, it also goes in Oshim before an Ayel that a Nozir brings. Vivneishu Kodeshim Kadoshim, because in Oshim is Kodesh Kadoshim, and these two are only Kodeshim Kalim, it has more Kedusha. But Ha Toida Viel Nozir Kodeshim Lishlomim, a Korban Toida or the Ayel that a Nozir brings comes before Shlomim. Vivneishen Nechonim Luyem Echa, they have more Kedusha, could you only eat these two one day? Mashenk and a Korban Shlomim could be eaten for 2 days. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So since it could be eaten for 2 days, it has less kedusha. Mashenka the Toid and the Yel Nozer, only been for 1 day, they have more kedusha. And also, secondly, Utun and Lechem. A Toidin and El Nozer needs lechem, therefore they have more kedusha than a regular shlomim. However, shlomim koidmin lebechor, a korban shlomim comes before a bechor. Vivnei shein tuna matan arba, a shlomim means shtayim shem arba, it reaches all four sides. Mashenk and a bechor only has one matan and one zrika. O smichu adin, a shlomim needs smicha not a bechor. O nesachim, when you bring a korban shlomim, you have to bring a mincha with it also. And yayin, o tnufas chazov shoik, you have to lift up the chazov shoik. That you have these avoiders by a korban shlomim and not by a bechor. Therefore, shlomim is more kadosh than a bechor. The Mishnah Gimel, ha bechor koidim lemaisa. A korban bechor comes before a korban maisa behema. Bivnei shekdushos merechem, because this is kadosh as soon as it's born. B'shas yitzira, it has kedusha. Mashen kein maisa behema is only later when the bailam takes 10 through his corral and he counts 1 to 3 and the 10th one becomes kadosh. So even though really Bechor and a Maisa both have the same type of avoidus, still a Bechor is more Kodesh because it's Kodesh Merechem. And also V'nechol HaKahanim, a Bechor is eaten by the Kahanim, Mashenk and Maisa Behema goes to the Bailim. Ha Maisa Koidim Leifest, a Maisa Behema, that's the least Kedusha of all Kabonis, but still it comes before a Korban of a knife. Mivnei Shu Zevach, because still it's a Korban that has a Zvicha. Mashenk and Leifest have no Zvicha, have only Malika. And v'yesh by kodesh kadoshim, meaning to say the mizbeach gets part of the ma'isa behema, dom of emurim, both the blood is put on the mizbeach, and you burn the fats, the emurim of a korban ma'isa behema. Mashenka and boifus, there's no emurim to be burnt on the mizbeach, so therefore a ma'isa has more kedusha than even the oif, even the oilas oif. Now Mishnah Dalit, ha'oifos koidmin lemenachos. All oifos come before bringing a menacha. A mincha, mifnei shehein, mine damim. Because the korban oifos has as rik as a dam that goes on the mizbeach. Mashenk in the menachis has no dam. Now, minchas choyta kodemet le minchas nadova. A mincha that a choyta brings on a schet, that comes before a minchas nadova. Mifnei shibu ala chet, because it comes for a purpose of a chet you did, it's mechaper, therefore it has more kedusha. Now, chate soif kodemet leila soif. By oifos, we bring an oif for a chatis, an oif for an oila, the chatis has more kedusha to it. And the Gemara Dashin is the lima that a chatis always comes before a korban oila. And the same thing b'chem b'hekdesho. You have two oifos to be maktish, you're always supposed to be maktish, and to bring the chatis before you bring the oila as oif. Mishnehei, kol ha-chatoi shabatoiro koidmas la-shomis. Any korban chatis comes before a korban oshom. A chatis has more kedusha, because it's born a chet of a chiyuv koros. Chutz miyasha metzoira, the only yashim that comes before a chatis is by a metzoira. Mevnei shubu ayidei hechsha, because that comes to be machsher the person. In other words, the yashim is what's machsher the metzoira. then after he becomes Nisrapa from Misratoi, he's also Tikkotch and becomes the base of Midush until he brings his Oshram. So therefore, by Noshram Mitzorah, that carbon is Oshram comes even before his Chatas. Now, Kol HaShom Shabbatoiro Boyin Bineshtayim. Every carbon Oshram is supposed to be at least 2 years old. O Boyim the Kesef Shkolim also is supposed to be worth at least Shnei Shkolim. And Bnei Shtayim must have to be at least 2 years old, because the Pasuk says Ayol, an Ayol always means at least 2 years old. Chutz miyasham nozer v'yasham mitzvah, except an Oshram that a nozer brings or mitzvah brings, Shem Boyim Bnei Shnosan. They have to be 1 year old, and not 2 years old. Because by an Oshram nozer it says, V'hevi keves ben shenosel yoshem, has to be 1 year old. And V'yenem Boyim v'kesef shkolim. These two Ashamas do not have to be worth two shkolim. Like other Ashamas, any amount that's worth, it's kosher to be brought. Because the Ashram that a Nozer, a Masara Breeze, brings, no matter how small it's worth, still it's kosher. Mishnah Vov, Kishem Shehen Koidmin Bahakravoson, Kachem Koidmin Bahiloson. To say that we just had of all these Kabonis, the one that's more Makudish, comes first, the same way, it's also Kodim Bahiloson. That if a Kohen has in front of him Tida Chattis or Tida Noshom, he should eat the Chattis first. Shlomim Shel Emesh or Shlomim Shel Ayoim. If you have a Korban Shlomim from yesterday and a Korban Shlomim from today, Shel Emesh Kodmim, you're supposed to eat yesterday's first, because that will come the day Noisah faster, so you have to first eat that one. Shlomim Shel Emesh V'Chattis V'Yoshim Shel Ayoim. Let's say you have Shlomim of yesterday, that you could eat today, you could eat yesterday and today. But you have a chatash and oshram today, they can only be eaten today. So, shalemesh koidman div Rabbi Meir. Still, Rabbi Meir holds the shlomim of yesterday comes first, since it's yesterday's korban, that comes first. Fachom and the chom say no. Ha chatis koidem is no, but today, you have both of these achils in front of you. Even though the shlomim is from yesterday, still the chatas of today comes first. Vnei shikotche kadoshim. It has more kadusha to it. It's a korban of a kadosh kadoshim, therefore the achilas chatis comes first. The Mishnah Zayin of Chulam, all these different kabonis, Hakanim Rishoyim L'Shanas Bachlosan. When the Kohen goes to eat the meat, he can do whatever he wants to eat it. Loch L'Slun, if he wants to, he could roast the meat, shluk him, cook it up well. But we show him stop cooking it up. Loch L'Slun, he could put spices of Chulam inside it. For Tavli Trum, he could even put in spices of Trum. Anyway, the Kohen wants to eat the meat, he's allowed to eat the meat. Dibur Rabbi Shimon. Rav Meir says no. L'Yitun L'Tavli Trum, he should not put inside it spices of Truma. Shloyovi is a Truma, they psul. Not to make the truma become sul, like this, you're going to eat the truma, the tavla, now that one day, after it becomes nicer. Like this truma, you can eat as long as you want. So not to make a psul, put a psul upon the chila of truma, your mayhold, you should not put spices of truma into kochim. Now, Mishneches. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Im re'isi shemen, shum ischalak bi azoro, if I'll see shemen oil that was given out in the azoro, you don't have to ask the question, Mal, what type of a shemen that is. Because which shemen is given out that's nechol lakahanim? El amoysim must be the leftover shemen from a kike minchas Yisrael. When Yisrael brings a mincha rekika, so there we hold, you just have to pour some shemen on top of it, and the leftover it is going to the kahanim, they can eat from it. And also, belug shemen shel mitzvah, the lug that a mitzvah brings, also we use part of it to sprinkle on him, on the etzpah yimonis. And then the rest of that shemen is nechol kahanim, because all other shemen that's brought from Menachis, the whole thing is used in the mincha. We don't give out the shemen by itself. These are the only two times that we give out shemen by itself. Again, by Rekiki minchas Yisrael. That's that type of a mincha that's brought b'toras Rekikim, that they bake it without the oil, then you only pour oil on top of it. Or else the luk shemen shemen tzara. Now, im ro'isa shemen shunos nagav yishim. If you ever find where they burn the shemen, they put the shemen, the oil, on top of the fire, and at the Torah Lishl, also you don't have to ask the question, Mal, what is it? El amoyser rekike minchas kanim. If the leftover shemen, if a kohen brings a minchas rekika, so again, not all the shemen is put into the mincha, so by minchas kohen, the whole thing has to be burnt. Therefore, they burnt the leftover shemen by itself. By a minchas Yisrael, it's given to the kohanim. By minchas kohen, it's burnt. Or minchas kohen ha-mashiach, who adin a kohen godol, his mincha also, that his minchas chavitin that brings every single day, there are shloisha lugim of shemen for Yisrael of Seilus. So there's a lot of leftover shemen. That leftover shemen is also burnt agav yamizbeach. Because otherwise, shem is nadim shemen. A person cannot be menadim just to bring a mincha of shemen by itself. Therefore, you never find shaman by itself is given out or burnt, only these. Rabbi Tafan, Rabbi Tafan argues in the Mishavan, it says, no, Rabbi Tafan, I'm a misnadvim shaman, no, a person who's menadiv, just to bring shaman by itself without flour. If you can make a mincha out of shaman itself, so according to him also, part of it will be burnt, and part of it is given to the kohanim to be eaten, so they have other types of shaman also. Now up to Perek Yud Aleph. Mishnah says, dam chatis shenitas ala begid. If you have dam from a korban chatis, that the blood spritzed on top of a begid, harezer toin kibbutz is nu alocho, you have to wash that begid. You have to be mechabes it, wash it, b'mokum kodesh in the Azara. Now, afa pi shenakosim medaber ele b'necholis, even though the main posik that says, v'ashayaz b'midom ala begid, that you have to wash it, so we're talking about a chatis achitzar, which is nechal. Shenemar posik says b'makom kodesh to yochishida b'makom kodesh, but still the loch applies echad anechol to echad apnimis two nice kibbutz. Even a chatis apnim, that the whole thing is burnt. Also, if the dam goes on a beged, you have to wash off that beged in the azara. Shenemar posik says teres hachatis, which is mashma teirachas lochol achatois. All chatois have the same halacha that this dam, if it goes on a beged, it's torn kibbutz. Now Mishnah Beis. Chatis psula ein doma torn kibbutz. Let's say there's a psul with this korban chatis, so then the dam is not torn kibbutz. So it has to be, the posuk says, v'asher yazim midoma, meaning dam that's fit to make a zrika with, and not dam that is posul. Now, bein shohoyu lo shas ha-kosher, bein shohoyu lo shas ha-kosher. It doesn't make enough to mean it was once was fit to make a zrika, and then a psul happened to it, or it was never fit to make a zrika. Dam, that the time when it comes on the beged is not fit for a zrika, is not toin kibbutz. Now, eizu shohoyu lo shas ha-kosher, what's called dam that was once fit to have a zrika? Shalon, let's say the dam, they made a good kabbalah sadam, and then they just left the dam overnight. Rel shinitumo, later the dam became tomei. Rels for shiyot, so they took it outside the azara. So that's called, first the dam was fit to have a zrika, but then it became posel. So now after it became posel, now if this dam goes on a beged, it would not be turned to kibbutz. V'yezi shloihoi lo shasakosher, which dam is called the nevada shasakosher, shenishko tuchus lezmana, they shechted the korban with the machshev is pigol, tuchus temkoim, it hit the wrong place. Shekiblu psulim, a kohen posel made a kabbalah, so it's never fit to make a zrika. Vezorku as doma, and I mean these psulim made the zrika. So some of Horsham Taik are not gerus this. Doesn't make enough mean who made the zrika. As long as the kabbalah was done by psulim, the dam is not fit. And someone said that it means even though a posel made the kabbalah, but really we hold the leftover dam is still in the neck. If a kosher kohen will make a kabbalah, it'd be kosher. But now if the psula made his rika, once he made his rika with any part of the dam, automatically all the dam becomes posel. So that's the kiddush v'zokras the psulim, that all the dam became posel. Now if that dam goes in a beg, and it's not doing kibbutz. Mishnah Gimel. Nitas min atzavar ala beg. Let's say the dam of a chatis, when it came straight from the neck, before it came into the kli of a kabbalah sadam, right away went onto a beged, is also ein toyin kibbutz. That dam is not toyin kibbutz. Since it's not fit to make a zrika with it, it had no kabbalah sadam. It had no kabbalah in the kli. The lochra is first you have to be mekabel, receive the dam from the neck of the animal into a kli sharis, and then you can make a zrika. But just from the neck, it's ain't a toin kibbutz. What's going to be min hakeren and min hayisod? Let's say the dam that already reached the mizbeach, it reached the corner, or the yisod of the mizbeach, again, ain't a toin kibbutz. This dam cannot be fit for zrika anymore, it's not toin kibbutz. What's going to be nishpach ala ritzpo, the yasofai? The dam spilled misan directly from the neck onto the floor, and then they gathered together. Again, ain't a toin kibbutz because the dam is not fit for zrika. Now, ain't a toin kibbutz el adam shnes kabel bekliver roy lazoya. Which dam is toin kibbutz? Only dam after there was a kabbalah in the kli, and that dam is fit to make a zrika with. Now, if the dam gets spritzed onto a beggar, that beggar is toin kibbutz. Nitas ala or, let's say it got spritzed onto the skin of the animal. So actually, hufshat, before they skin the animal, ain't a toin kibbutz. You don't have to wash it off. It's not called a beged yet. But mish hufshat, let's say you skin the animal, and now the dam goes on the skin, toin kibbutz, that's also called a beged, you have to wash it off. Divi Rabbi, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, af mish hufshat, even after you skin the animal, the korban, ain't a toin kibbutz, still the dam goes on the skin, it's not toin kibbutz. Why? Because ain't a toin kibbutz. Because he holds, calls the man, you didn't work over the skin, it's not called a kli yet, it's not called a beged yet, it's a mekabel, this halacha of toin kibbutz. It's like not mekabel tumi yet, therefore it's not mekabel, this din of toin kibbutz. Now, ein toin kibbus elu mokam adam. Which part of the beggar do you have to wash off? Only the part that has the dam on it. For dovish shuro lekabel tuma, that's be also a beggar that's fit to mekabel tuma, and also has to be something for roll the kibbus. That's be something that you could wash off. Loitz are not a kliyetz. A kliyetz you can't wash off. It's not toin kibbus. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Echad habeged, whether it's a cloth beged, v'yechad hasak, whether it's a sack, v'yechad or was made out of skin, still tunan kibbus b'mokum kodesh. If some dam of the korban chattis goes on one of these begodim, halachas, you have to wash off that mokum of the dam in the azar itself. Now, shriras klicheres suadin, that halachas, if you cook up some bosa chattis, let's say in the klicheres, that the Pasuk says, V'klicheres asher tevul shaboy is yishover, there's no way to kasher it, so you have to break it. So Mishnah says, Shviras klicheres is b'mokam kodesh, it has to be done in the Azar itself. When you break the klicheres of the korban chate, of the korbanis, you have to do it in the Azar. Omeriko shtifa b'kli nechoshesh. Meaning to say, by kli nechoshesh, a metal kli, there even though the bli, when you cook up a chattis in it, the bli goes into the kli, but there you could kasher it. If you make a mriko shtifa, that's the way you have to kasher it. You have to first boil it up, like put hot water in there, and then wash it off in cold water. That's the way you mash, you take out the bli of the chattis from the pot. It does not become nicer. This also has to be done by the afka b'makam kodesh. Now, zeh chayme b'chattis mikotsh kadoshim. These are chumers that we have by korban chattis that we do not have by other kotsh kadoshim. Now, some say this chumer only applies by the loch of dam. That we said the dam of a chattis goes on begodim, you have to wash it off. That's only by dam chattis, not by the dam of an oshim. But it could be the other lochas. If you cook up a korban oshim in a kli, in a kli cheres, or in a kli nechoshes, the way you cash it, either by breaking or by making them rikoshtifa, maybe they would have to be done b'mokam kodesh. So the last part of the Mishnah only means al the loch of the dam. That the dam is toin kibbus, that's only the dam of a chattis. Now Mishnah Hei. Beged sheyotze chutz lakloyim. I mean, let's say you have this beged that some dam chattis was spritzed on it, and then sheyotze chutz lakloyim, somebody took the beged outside the azar, outside the Beis Hamikdash, the locher is nichnas, he's supposed to bring it back in again and wash it off there. Or mechabse b'mokum kodesh and make the kibbutz wash it off in the azar itself. Nitmo chutz lakloyim, again, let's say you have this beged that dam was on this beged dam chattis, and now it became Tomei outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Lachar is now you're not allowed to bring it back in. You can't bring Tumor into the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Kareya, you have to first rip it up outside. Be Kareya there. Rip up right of it. So it should not be Royal Lamlachta Rishon, and therefore it's bottled, the Shem Begin, and therefore the Din Tumor goes off it. And therefore, V'nichnas V'mechas V'mokam Kodesh, you'll be able to bring this Begin back into the Azara and wash it off, the mitzvah to wash it off inside. What's going to be kli cheres? You have a kli cheres sauce that you cooked up, a chattis in it, and then sheyotza chutz l'kloyim. You brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So lochar is, nichnas v'shoy b'makam kodesh. You let us still bring it inside and break it there b'makam kodesh. Do the mitzvah of b'makam kodesh. What's going to be though, this kli cheres also, after it had a bli of a korban chattis, now it was taken outside, and nitmo chutz l'kloyim, the kli became tummy outside. So you cannot bring a tummy little kli inside. The locher is noikvay. Make a hole inside of the shear of a sheris cotton that breaks the kli milchus tumah. The tumah goes off it, and then benichnas bring it inside the azara for shorv b'makam kodesh, and then you can break the kli completely inside the azara. Like to be mekayim this mitzvah or shvira. So kol zman it's tumah, you can bring it in. So the eitzer is first to break it a little bit to get the tumah off, and then you can bring it inside. The Mishnah Vav, Kli Nechoshes, again a kappa Kli, or else any metal Kli, Sheyotza Chutz L'Kloyim, that first you cooked up some Bosa Kochim in it, and then you took it outside the Kloyim, outside the Azara, and then Nichnas, you bring it back in again, or Marko V'Shartfoy, like I had before, you're supposed to kasher it, like to get the Bliyas out, bring it inside, wash it off, boil it up in hot water, then wash it off with cold water, but Mokum Kodesh, the sauce is supposed to be done inside the Azara of Mokum Kodesh. What's going to be nitma chutz l'kloyim? Let's say it's kli that first you cooked up the chattis inside it, and then you took it outside and it became tummy outside. So you now want to bring it back inside when it's still tummy. So the eitzer is poichasoi. First, make a big neck of godla, a big hole in this kli so that the tumah should go off it. And here, since it's a kli matchos, it's not enough just to make a small nekev like we had before, but here you have to make a big nekev. That's called poichasai. Then the nichnas bring it inside the azara or marka b'shortfai, wash it off and kasher it. But makam kodesh in the azara. But the mitzvah is to do the mariko shtifa inside the azara. Mishnah Zayin. Echad shebishol boy v'echad she'eru l'soicha r'seich. Where you actually cooked up a bosa kodeshim in this kli, or else where this time you cooked it up in another pot, but you poured it off into this kli. That's called the iru of a kli rishon, which is also mavashal. So let's say you cooked up the kodeshim in one pot, and now from that pot, while it was cooking, you poured it off into another pot. That's called iru of a kli rishon. So lachar is echad kodeshim kodeshim, whether you cooked up kodeshim, whether chatis or renosham, v'echad kodeshim kalim, whether you cooked up shlomim, or other kodeshim kalim, that then is now this kli, tunim riko shtifa. You have to kasher it by using hot water and then washing it off with cold water. However, Rabbi Shimon says, kodeshim kalim, if you're only cooking up kodeshim kalim in shlomim or bechor in the pot, then einem tunim riko shtifa. You do not have this extra mitzvah of riko shtifa. In other words, if you cook up the bosa or the kodeshim or kodeshim kalim, so avadi still has to kasher the pot. Otherwise, the bli will become nicer after 1 or 2 days. So the way usually you kasher it is just pour boiling hot water. Just make a hagola. But you don't need the special mitzvah of mariko shtifa. The special thing about mariko is that after the daf could be in water. And mariko means you first have to use cham and hot water. Then the shtifa you have to use cold water. It has to be done with makam kodesh. Whereas by Korintha B'Shimon, Kodeshim Kalim doesn't have the special halacha, just any way you make hagol, it's okay. Rabbi Tafin says, in Bishu boy mitchilas regel, if you cook in the pot at the beginning of the regel, you kick any bosa kodesh in the beginning of the yomtif, so you vashu boy is called a regel every day of the yomtif, you keep on cooking in the same pot without making a mariko mishtifa. Because he holds that since there are a lot of kabonas on the regel, so if you cook on it every single day, samela, when you cook it up now, like it's perlet, it comes out from the kli every single day, the time of yesterday, and it never comes the day nicer, because the shlom is nechal for 2 days. So therefore, every day when you cook up the new tam, so yesterday's tam comes out in the meat, it doesn't go back in again. Or it's nothing tam banat. So therefore, during the regel, when you bring kabonas a lot every single day, so just keep on cooking every single day, it may like becomes kosher by itself. Fachomer nechom say no ad zman achila, meaning you'll have to use that pot until the end of the zman of the achila of that korban. Now let's say first you cooked up shlomim, so you'll have to use the pot for 2 days because you'll have to eat the shlomim for 2 days. If you cooked up other kabonas that you can only eat for 1 day, by the time at the end of that period you'll have to eat that korban, so mele the bli becomes nicer. If you want to use it afterwards, they hold no, you have to make a mariko shtifa. Now the Mishnah explains mariko shtifa like Kesar, how do we have it? Mariko means kamrika sakois, like you're washing out the cup with hot water. Ushtifas kashtifa sakois, that you wash like you wash it off with cold water. Now mariko is bechamin, first you have to cook it up in boiling hot water. Ushtifas bitsainin with cold water. That in the dafka has to be with water. Now we have shvud v'yaskalo magilim bechamin. The shvud, that's the spit that you roast the meat on. The askel also net that you roast the meat on it. So how do you kasher it? It's magilim bechamin. It's enough just to put into boiling hot water, and with that the tam of the yista comes out is perlet. Now mishneches bishol boy kodeshim v'chulin. Let's say in the same kli you cooked up bosa kodeshim and then you cooked up bosa chulin. Or else, oi kodshe kadoshim v'kodshim kalim, the same pot you cooked up both. So it depends. Im yesh ben b'nei saint tam, if let's say the first cooking has more tam than the second one, see, there's not 60 times as much in the second time as the first one, so the first tam goes into the second one also. So rei hakalim necholim kechamurim. Then you have to go bosa the chomer. Like let's say the first cooking was chattis. And the second one is a shlomim. So now the din of a chattis goes into the din of a shlomim, that you have to eat it with the chumras of a chattis. But v'einam tunin mariko shtifa. So that the Mishnah says now, v'einam tunin mariko shtifa, Whereas Mashma goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds that by kotchim kalim, you do not have to have a merika shtifa. See, if you cooked up first a chatis and then a shlomim, if yol doesn't give off tam into the shlomim, if so, then it has locha like shlomim, and therefore it's not toyin merika shtifa. Now, v'yein and poistin b'magahua, then there's no psul just by touching it. That means if the chamurim is psulim, so the terubis does not become posel, the maichot b'leim imenu, because again, it's not b'naisin tam. Now, rokik shenoga barokik, rokik, that's like a wafer. Let's say it became posel, mincha that's posel. Shenoga touched another mincha rokik, that was kosher. And what happened was a bola kosher min apsul. So locher is, both rekikim and both rekikim muhat, or else vechaticha bechaticha, one piece of meat touch another piece of meat. So locher is loy kol rekikim v'loy kol chaticha sasurim. We do not say the yisra goes straight through to answer the whole thing, but rather in osa l'makam shebala. It's only also the place where it touched one another. Just that makam negiya, you have to just cut that off, and the rest is kosher. Since it's yavish biyavish, there's no lach, there's no wetness. So they touch the only asa kate klipa and not further. The bleed does not go through and through. Now the Mishnah says, Perek Yudbeis, that tful yom, that means the kohen that was tamei and he went to the mikvah, but it didn't come erev sheres, it didn't become nighttime yet, so he still lost a teeth from kachim. That's called the tful yom. Or else the mechusi kapurim, a kohen could go to zav or mitzayra, could be anybody, any zav or mitzayra. Even though they went to the mikvah and had erev shemesh, they were also teeth kachim until they bring the korbanos the next day. Is ena cholkem a kachim? They have no right, if they're kahanim, to take a portion of the korban. Lechol erev, they can't take the portion by daytime in order to be able to eat at nighttime. At the time when you get your portion, you have to be able to eat it then. If you're not fit, if you're tful yom, then you do not take a chaluk in the kachim. Oinein nageyev yena makrev. A kohen that's an oinein, that means one of his kreivim was mace that he has to see by the kvura. Say before the kfur is called an einin, so locher is nogei, he's not tummy yet, he's allowed to touch kachim, but v'yein makriv, he's not allowed to bring kabonis, he can't be makriv them. V'yein nochonik lech lerov, they don't give him a portion either now to be able to eat at night time. Since right now it's also fim to eat, so therefore we don't give him a portion now. Bali mum, what about a kain that has a mum? So bain bali mum kavum, whether it's a kvuadik one that's going to stay, bain bali mum over, it's a bal mum that's going to go away. The locher is cholkin v'yechlin. You let it give him a portion. He's let eat, even though a kohen that has a mum cannot do the avoda, but still that's the locher that a baal mum is let to receive a chelik of the kachim. He's let eat from it. He's fit to eat from the kabonis. V'chol sheinu roya l'avoda and a chelik babosa. Usually, someone that's not fit to do the avoda, a kohen that has a psula can't do the avoda. It doesn't receive a chelik in the bosa. Just the baal mum is different. The whole shein le b'bosar, any kohen that doesn't have a right to get from the bosar, is zayin le boris, who within doesn't get a portion of the skin of the animal. The pasuk says, v'akoyin ha-makar ves oylas ish, the or ha-oyla goes to him, you have to be able to do the avoida. Afilu tomni b'shas rikas domim, v'toyi b'shas hekta chalovim. Even though b'shas they burn the korban at night, you're already tor. But since b'shas they made this rikas domim of the korban, this kohen was tomei, therefore he does not get a chilek from the korban. Is zayin a chalik b'bosso? He has no right to get a chalik from the bosso. Shenemar, because the pasuk says ha makriv es dam hashlamin, the kohen that's bringing the korban shlamin, or at least he has to be fit to bring the korban shlamin, the dam to make the zrika. V'yas achelav of the aron, or else a kohen that's fit to burn the korban. Loisi yashoykim in lamoni, he's the one that gets the chalik from the korban. So you only get a chaluk in the korban if you're fit to do the avoid. If you're not fit, you don't get a chalik in the korban. Mishnah Beis, Kol Shaloi Zocho HaMizbeach Dibsoro, anytime the Mizbeach, like, does not get the Bosa, meaning that a Psul happened to the Korban before Zrikas Adam, and never had a Shat Hetel HaMizbeach, so the locher is that Loi Zocho HaKanam B'Yoro, the Kanam have no right to take the skin of that Korban. Shinem and the Apostle says, Oilas Ish, I mean the Kurin there brings the Oilas Ish, so we darshin Oilash also Ish. A oiler that's being brought for a person, the kohen could bring it. And then the pasuk says he gets from the or the skin. But let's say it still happened to the korban, it's not aiming to be brought, so the skin does not go to the kohen. Means oiler shanishka tashlo lishmo. What's going to be a korban oiler that they made the shchita shlo lishmo l'shem another korban? So the halacha is afal pishle also the bainim, even though the bainim does not have its kapara, he is not yotzei his chayiv, he has to bring another one, but still oiru lekanim, still the skin goes to the kohen. Why? Because the maisa, the korban is kosher. So therefore, the yoru, the skin goes to the kohanim. Then the Mishnah ends off echad oil asish, whether the korban is belongs to a man, the echad oil asish, whether an isha brought the korban, still oiru sein lekanim. The lochur is the kohanim azeicher in the skin from a korban oil. Mishnah Gimel oiru is kochim kalim lebailim. What happens? Let's say you bring a shlomim. Who gets the skin of the korban? That goes to the bailim. The oiru is kochim kadoshim lekanim, but the skin of a chatis or an oil or an oshim, that goes to the kohanim. Now kavuchayim, now the kavuchayim. Ma im oila shlezocha b'psora madach by korban oila. That the kohanim get nothing from the bosa. The whole thing is burnt. Still zocha boiru the kohanim get from the skin. Kodshim kadoshim a korban chatas or an oshim shlezocha b'psora that the kohanim do get heat from the bosa of the korban. Ein odin isn't the svara sheyisku boirin that for sure the kohanim should also be zocha in the skin. And the Mishnah says ein mizbech yichiach. Mizbech itself should not be a proof. Shein le'or mikol mokum, because the mizbech never gets the skin. There's never a mitzvah like to burn the skin. Even though by korban oila the mizbech gets from the bosa and it doesn't get from the skin, that's not a pircha, because the mizbech never gets from the skin. Mishnah Dalit. Kol hakodishim she'eira behen psul koydim lev shaitim. Anytime you have a korban that a psul happened to it before they made hefshit, before they skin the animal, then the lochri is ein or isem lekanim. The skin does not go to the kohen, but rather it's burnt with the bosar itself. Liachar efshet, let's say after they skin the animal, then a psul happened to the korban and became tomi or something, then or isem lekanim, still the or goes to the kohanim. Now Amar Rabbi Chanin is kana kohanim. Me yomai from my whole lifetime, lorisi or yois lebeis asreif, I never come out, never saw that they should burn skin. So Chanin is kana kohanim holds like you never burn the skin with the bosa, but rather you always give the skin to the kohanim. Some of Kiri Rekiva says, Midvor of Lomadno from Chinas Kanakanam, I learned, Shamav Shetes Abchor, let's say they made half shot of a korban bechor. When Imtsa Trevor came out, it was a trefo. Sheyusa Kanam Borer, that still the or goes to the kohen. Even though this psul was here from before, but since we first find out about the psul after the half shot, that's his chiddush, still you give it to the kohen. Vachorm and the chorm say, Ein loirino roya. In fact, you didn't see is not a proof. Eliyotz lebesa trefo. Anytime we find out it's a trefo, that the psul really was here before the Apshoto, the din is this skin has to go to the Beis HaSreifa. Even though you never saw it happen, that's not a proof. The din is still it's Yotzel HaBeis HaSreifa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.